left the city. Too many cars, too many creeps, too many bars. I left the suburbs, too many houses, and nosy neighbors, and perfect yards. I was surrounded. Country. Too many ticks, too much grass, too many sticks. I left the commune, its politics, too much love and power trips.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 577. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Motorists from Toronto, Ontario. The song is called Surrounded. It's the title track of the band's new album, which just came out September 3rd on We Are Time, Dead Offensive, or Bobo Integral, depending on where you are in the world and what format you'd like to hear that on. It's an album I didn't pick up for a while. I'd heard a few songs and thought I really liked that, and heard a few other songs and went, wait a minute, that's not what I expected. And it turns out the album is not what you expected. Some songs are very jangle pop, some like that one are a little garage, a little, I don't know, parquet courts. So give that one a listen. I think you're going to find all the songs are wonderful. They just may not be exactly what you were expecting to hear. I like it when music does that. Anyway, I've got lots of good music for you today. Not a lot of variation, though, so I hope you like power pop. We'll start here with the Peppermint Kicks. This one's called Hey Fanzine.
Hey Fanzine, rock and roll queen. Once you were a riot girl. Sweet 16, made out cherry burst. On my bed, bouncing like an upright egg. You're black and white, curly and tight, edges all beat up, curled by the bedroom lights. Save me from a white bread meal. Everybody sniffing glue. 17, three chords and the truth. Filled with kicks and all cheap tricks. Spin like mom and dad. Yeah, we dressed like chicks. Still look sick and drag. Fancy.
welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Dirty Fences from New York, New York. The song is called Sometimes Sunshine. It's the B-side of the Garbage Man Sometimes Sunshine digital-only single. I don't usually play digital-only things, but that band has not released anything in a while, but they have released 4 digital-only singles, 8 tracks over the last year during pandemic, and they're all wonderful. So I picked them up on a Bandcamp Friday and pretended it was an album, and boy, you should do the same. All of those are wonderful. Before that, we heard from the Peppermint Kicks with the song Hey Fanzine. That's on the band's self-titled record, came out July of this year on Rumbar Records, our friends there from Boston. And that is a very solid choice there. So pick both of those up. Both of them can be found on Bandcamp. I think the Peppermint Kicks you can find on CD as well. Anyway, more music for you here. I'm going to jump back into 1978 with his The Jolt.
Playing on your radio day and night. Hey, Mr. Radio Man.
Yes, please. That is Chubby and the Gang from London. The song is called I Hate the Radio. It's on the band's latest album, The Mutt's Nuts, which came out August 27th on Partisan Records. The album is pretty varied. It's got, a good hardcore feel to it. Sometimes a little bit of oi, a little bit of glam, a little bit of stomping action. And that one right there, a whole lot of pub rock. So while it was released in 2021, that song there screams 1973 to me. Before that, we heard from The Jolt with the song Mr. Radio Man. That was on that band's debut album that came out in 1978. Though I picked that up on the Captain Mod reissue that came out in 2002 with plenty of bonus tracks. That band based out of Glasgow and very much part of the mod revival of the late 70s. If you are into The Jam and not into The Jolt, that makes no sense to me. Pick up this album. It is really, really good. I'm happy that I found a copy to replace one that disappeared years ago. Isn't that how things work? Oh, and speaking of how things work, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. We're going to turn the dial up a little bit here. This is a band called Mess. The song is called The Lad.
Bye.
releases there that take me back, if such a thing is possible. Ending there with Oil Change from Grand Rapids, Michigan. The song is called 10 Years, and it leads off the band's Voices of the Past EP, just a four-song, digital-only, self-released Bandcamp thing. But it's an excellent collection there of pogo punk, street punk, early 90s sounds that I loved so much. Before that, we heard from Mess from Guadalajara, Mexico. The song is called The Lad. It's on an EP called Fuego, Fuego, Fuego that I picked up on Bandcamp, but you can pick up that six-song EP on Minduku Discac if you'd like to have that on 12-inch. The band describes themselves as, I think, like early 80s, or maybe actually they say 1982 UK Oi, but they might as well just say Blitz, because they sound just like Blitz at that era, and that's fine. Oh, that's fine, because that's a really good sound there, isn't it? Anyway, I guess I'm out of time. Let me let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 577. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. It's getting pretty full. On the 7th, we have St. Vincent playing at the venue that shall not be named. On the 8th, Colfax Speed Queen is playing a big show at Replay with some other really good bands. On the 8th, Nation of Language is at the Record Bar. That's an interesting sounding band. I might go to that one. On the 9th, Primus is playing at the venue that shall not be named. Also, Japanese Breakfast is at the Granada. On the 10th, we have the Monkees at the Uptown. If somebody wants to get me into that show, I will happily go. On the 11th, Radkey is at the Record Bar. On the 14th, Abigail Williams was at the Riot Room, but we're hearing the Riot Room might be closed. And if so, I'm not sure where that show will go to. On the 14th, we also have the Front Bottoms at the Granada. On the 15th, Other Americans are playing at Lemonade Park. On the 16th, Casket Lottery is at the Replay. Or North by North is at Lemonade Park. I think Bad Ideas is also playing that one. It should be a good show. Also on the 16th, Youth Pool is playing at Mini Bar. On the 19th, Inner Alta has a show at 7th Heaven. On the 19th, Prong is at the Uptown. 22nd, Thong Gag at Velo Garage. 23rd, Dr. Dog at the Truman, or Nameless Number Headman at the Replay. On the 24th, Nice is playing a six-band bill at Farewell. I will try to make that, but six bands, man. On the 27th, we have William Elliott Whitmore at the Record Bar. The 28th, Major Matt Mason USA at the Mini Bar. On the 29th, Mensa Death Squad is at the Mini Bar. Jordana is playing the Bottleneck on the 29th as well. And then let's call it quits there. There are shows coming up in November too, but there's plenty for you right there in October. Looking at the website, there's a few new things out there. There are photos and video of the Major Matt Mason and False Indigo show, as well as photos and video out there of the Bad Ideas and Faya show that happened at the Mini Bar. And I finally did get those photos up of Creepy Jingles, Berwanger, and Violent Bear as well. So some new things out there, and probably even more by the time you check the website. All right, one track left for you here. I'm going to play a track by Don Gibson. The song is called Mad Ocean, and it's on the album Me Moan, which came out in 2013 on Sub Pop. A friend suggested I check him out, so I went and got the only album I could find, which is kind of like, I think, the second album. I think there might be three or even four now, but who knows. He's based out of Los Angeles, the project of Josh Martin, who was in like a metalcore band before. But this band is, well, it's a lot of things. It is Americana, but it's also got electronic elements. And this song in particular has a whole lot of everything. So genres be damned. See if this is something that works for you. This is Don Gibson with Mad Ocean. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
Tale of the year, all about a guy who drove a circle for miles till he found hands free from the wheel and it in a diamond mine. It's blinded by the shine, but when the stars